The holiday season can be our busiest time of the year. It is when people, you know, focus on others a lot of time and really want to give back to the community.
Let's focus on turkeys, because that's a big part of this particular drive. What are you hoping for, and what do you do with them?
This year, our goal for turkeys is 15,000. The turkeys will go to families who are in need and just in need of a meal this year, and then they'll also be served at our Lawrence Street shelter for Thanksgiving. You can drop off your frozen turkeys. We're looking for about 12 pounds or more, and that's at the Lawrence Street shelter downtown. We're at about Park Ave and Lawrence Street. We'll have our big truck out there. You can look for the signs, and you can drop it off quickly and easily, and we have receipts for you and everything like that. So come and see us. In Metro Denver, the majority of the homeless population are families. It's about hope, and that's what we're doing with this drive, is we're providing families hope that maybe are down this year. The holidays can be, you know, somewhat of a hard time for a lot of people, so we feel really good about this. So distribution actually starts today. We'll be giving out our, turkeys to the different agencies we work with. Some of them are Volunteers of America. We work with Mean Street Ministries, various food banks around that serve their smaller communities, and so we feel really good about this community focus.
Michelle Ray is Director of Communications for Hunger Free Colorado. And from your point of view, sort of an overview, what's the state of the pantry?
We estimate that more than 840,000 Coloradans, which is about 16% of our population, faces food hardship. So that means they might have experienced a time or experiencing a time when they don't have enough money to buy food for themselves or their family. So this is an issue that not only affects families and individuals, but it's an issue that really can affect children and seniors.
The food stamp allocation, what's more commonly called now SNAP, that's expired. And, right as we head into the holidays.
There was a boost part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 because obviously so many families were facing hardship during the economic downturn. And that did expire on November 1st, and it affects 511,000 Coloradans. So this is something that definitely has a lot of impact on many families and individuals across the state. And a family of four could be seeing a $36 reduction per month.
As we look out beyond the holidays, what's coming in the way our nation approaches feeding hungry people?
Yeah, right now the big topic is the Farm Bill, because the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, or what many people know it as, is food stamps, is part of that bill. And right now there are $40 billion of cuts to that program on the table, and the House is trying to pass that bill.
The tradition has been for the last few years that we start at 6 o'clock on Friday evening. And at that time, of course, we have to start blocking off the streets because the trailer trucks come in from the different places.
We're with Reverend Ronald Wooding from Epworth United Methodist Church. The Epworth Foundation has picked up the Daddy Bruce Thanksgiving food distribution. And we want to hear about it because it's quite a production.
Nothing is put together until it gets there. So you've got 7,160 turkeys. You've got 7,000 plus corn, 7,000 potatoes, 7,000. So everything comes in boxes. We've been blessed over the years. MetroCab has been a tremendous help to this organization. They deliver to all the seniors and those who are disabled that can't come out. See, we're talking about 7,000 baskets, and each basket will feed a family of eight. So when you look at that, that's over 50,000 people. And this is the 49th year from the time that Daddy Bruce actually gave out the first dinner from his restaurant. I mean, he actually cooked the dinners back then himself and with help of, community people. But 49 years ago, here's a man that was 60 years old when he opened up the restaurant. So that's been my passion, to tell his story, because he was a person that didn't start his business until he's in his 60s. So when people feel like, times are hard, it's time they can't get a job, they can't get ready to give up, look at Daddy Bruce's story. Here's a man started a business, recognized by the President of the United States, Ronald Reagan during that time. Oprah Winfrey came out, ate in the restaurant. Donahue came out, had a street named after him, Bruce Randolph, during his lifetime. Has a school named after him, Bruce Randolph, during his lifetime. So this man had something that was just magic.